spice. Oh, sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday in a very cold New York City. Joining us is our dear friend, Miss D. Delaina Dixon. Are you there?
I am. Oh, it sounds like you have a little bit of a frog in your throat, Mr. Shooter.
I do have a little bit of a sore throat today. Don't worry. I took my COVID test. I don't have COVID. I think it's just the dramatic change in weather. It got freezing overnight in New York.
No.
I know. Wrap up warm, everybody, today and stay in if you can. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
We have some more really, really sad news about Bob Saget. Now it's been revealed that he was discovered by a housekeeper after he missed his hotel checkout time. So Bob was found dead by a housekeeper on Sunday after missing his checkout time, a source tells People magazine. He died at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando following a performance in Jacksonville, Florida, the night before TMZ were first to break the news. The Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed Saget's death after deputies were called around 4 p.m. to the hotel. It is now believed that he died of a heart attack or maybe a stroke. Detectives are saying there were no signs of foul play or drug use in this case. Also, too, he was found lying on his back with his arm across his chest. Just heartbreaking, Mr. E.
I know. This is just so terrible. It's just life, right? We're born, we die. One of the things that has been amazing about this is just all the outpouring of love for Bob Saget. Everybody from his show Full House has come out to say just how incredibly wonderful he is.
We have a lovely story about Pete Davidson later on in the show. It's really magnificent. There were so many people whose lives that he touched. It's just amazing. So he checked into the hotel really, really late after performing. He went to his room. He then is believed to have spoken to his wife before he passed away. Just a heartbreaking, heartbreaking story. We'll keep you up to date with all the developments. I'm sure there's going to be a funeral. Lots and lots of people definitely, I think, want to pay their respects. So we'll keep you up to speed with all that breaking news. Hey, Miss D, what are you working on there?
Well, can we talk about The Weeknd and Angelina Jolie? So these two have been spotted out and about just about everywhere. And so now the rumors are flying that these two are dating. However, neither one of them have come forward to confirm. Ooh. So the speculation about the A-listers being an item increased drastically after fans are listening to the Canadian singer's new song, which seems to be about him being in love with a movie star. Let me give you a couple of the lyrics. And my new girl, she a movie star. Okay, that's pretty clear right there.
Pretty obvious.
I love her, right? Make her scream like Neve Campbell. Baby girl, she a movie star. So these are the lyrics that The Weeknd is putting out. So now the record comes out just months after Angelina and The Weeknd were spotted together several times last year. They went to Giorgio Baldi, a famous restaurant in Santa Monica. Now, reportedly, they arrived separately at the dinner, but they spent about 2.5 hours having a very intense, intimate discussion. So what do you think, Rob? Are these two dating?
Track it down. I just can't nail this one down. I've called everybody I know who knows her. I don't have really great Weeknd sources. I'm trying really hard to get this one. The people that I spoke to, my sources told me it's a mystery to everybody. At first, they thought it was some sort of work arrangement. The Weeknd wants to get into movies. So they thought it was a meeting about movies. Angelina is not just a movie star. She's also a producer and a director, so maybe she's working on a project with him. My insiders didn't think they were a couple. They thought it was a business meeting. However, they both are very, very savvy with the media. They like all the attention. I think that you don't go to that restaurant unless you want to be spotted. There are thousands, hundreds, maybe millions of restaurants in LA, hundreds of thousands of restaurants in LA, let's say that, where you can go and slip in and out and nobody's going to recognize you. This restaurant is a particular hotspot for celebrities and paparazzi, so they knew they were going to be seen when they left the restaurant. They didn't sneak out. We saw them both. She jumped into his car. So I think they want us to know this. I am not convinced, but this brings us to our poll question of the day. Fans think The Weeknd's new song is about Angelina Jolie. Do you think they are dating? I wish I could tell you the facts here. Do you think they are dating? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Kendall Jenner finally has something to say about that, quote, inappropriate dress she wore to her BFF's wedding. So if you remember, a couple of months ago, all eyes were on Kendall Jenner when she attended the wedding of her best friend, Lauren Perez, and not necessarily for the best reason. So Kendall turned up in a very, very revealing dress. It had so many cutouts on it, I think there was less dress than there was actual dress. You can see the picture on naughtygossip.com. After she posted a picture in that dress, people went nuts on social media. One person wrote, quote, inappropriate outfit at her wedding. Kendall Jenner, I'm embarrassed for you. Another person wrote, quote, so disrespectful to wear this. In every photo you see her, not the bride. Finally, the bride now is speaking out herself and saying, you know what, Kendall looked stunning and I loved the dress she was wearing. Kendall went on to say too that she did ask her approval. So if you turn up at a wedding in a dress like that, you should probably talk to the bride beforehand. And you know what, if the bride says fine, and then I guess it's fine. What do you think, Miss Duke?
Well, at least the dress wasn't white, so let's start there. But I do have a theory on this dress and what Kendall was wearing. I think she put the dress on backwards. That's what happened. The cutouts were supposed to be in the back. I flip around my clothing all the time. I think Kendall put it on backwards and said, you know what? This kind of works. Obviously, Kendall Jenner is a model. She can wear things the rest of the world can't. This is the Kardashians. They know how to get press. Of course, the dress was going to cause a fury and some stir. But if the bride seems okay with it, then who are we to judge? They had a good time. Exactly. That's all that matters. And the bride has a new husband. Let's focus on that.
Exactly. What's going on with Savannah Guthrie?
Oh, okay. So COVID is everywhere. So she has tested positive for COVID-19, just as Hoda, who's also on the Today Show with her, returns from quarantine. Mm. So basically, Savannah said, we're trading places at the start of Monday's show because she's working from home and Hoda is back in the studio. She said, you have a negative test for COVID. I just tested positive for COVID. So here we go. Now, both women have been vaccinated and boosted. And Savannah's saying that she's only suffering from mild symptoms. Later in the broadcast, she elaborated, I feel good. I feel really good. Just a couple of days at home, and I'm sure I'll be back in the saddle. Now, over at NBC, several high-profile celebrities have contracted the COVID disease. Mm-hmm. Seth Meyers had to cancel a show for testing positive. So did Jimmy Fallon. And both of them are also vaccinated and boosted. So I'm not sure what to say, Rob. A lot of COVID going around.
Now, Savannah's getting some backlash here because she threw herself a big birthday party about a week ago. So some people are asking, is this the response? Is this something that was inevitable? I think that's a little harsh, but there is certainly some backlash out there about Savannah. Now that she's tested positive, she's going to be hosting the show from home for a few days, which makes it a little bit tricky because Friday is the 70th anniversary of the Today Show. 70 years ago on Friday, the show started. I know that they had a lot of really amazing surprises planned. I think they're going to have to change now because of COVID, and also too, now Savannah won't be there. I bet now they'll do a lot of taped package pieces, which, let's be honest, nobody does those pieces better than the Today Show. What that means is that guests aren't in studio, but instead they tape them somewhere else at home or a different studio, and then they edit them together and play them live on the show. So let's all tune in on Friday to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Today Show. And quickly before we go to break, Britney has posted another very saucy picture wearing nothing but a red thong and heels. She wrote, it is booty time. So on Instagram, Britney posted a picture of herself from the back wearing a very, very small red thong and absolutely nothing else except her heels, of course. In the carousel of photographs, Britney posted three different pictures of herself in the thong, followed by an image of white gloves and a rose. She captioned it simply, quote, booty time. Now, these red thong selfies come just a few days after Britney shared completely naked pictures of herself. She had emojis over certain body parts that she titled, quote, Free Women Energy Has Never Felt Better. Her conservatorship has just ended after 13 years. Some of my friends, Misty, think this is great. She's free. She can do whatever she wants. She's a grown woman. Some of my friends think this is a really bad sign. What do you think?
Well, I have to say, Britney Spears has a beautiful body. We know how much she works out and she dances, and her fiance is in the fitness industry. So I can understand why she wants to show it off. I'm not sure Instagram is the right platform to show it off. She ended her conservatorship, which I think is really great. But I still, in my personal opinion, hope that Britney has people around her who are still making sure that her mental health is on par, that her finances are in check, because she hasn't had to deal with those things on her own in 13 years. So I hope those people are still in place.
Amen. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and we will be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. I have a little bit of a scratchy throat this morning, but don't be worried, everybody. We will be just fine. And we have the lovely Miss D with us, who's never sounded better. Sounds those golden, that golden voice of yours, Miss D. It's gold, gold, gold. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you very much. So Kate Middleton honoured Princess Diana and Queen Elizabeth in her 40th birthday photographs. So what she did is, the pictures, Misty, they're so beautiful. But in the pictures, gorgeous, she wears some jewellery that was given to her by the Queen. And also, too, she wears Princess Diana's engagement ring that is now her engagement ring. Our question was a naughty one, but people are asking it. Was this sweet or was it manipulative? Getting on the right side of the boss is never a bad idea, particularly when the boss is the Queen of England. Let's have a look. Oh, 90% said nice. Oh, I love you, naughties. You're so optimistic. You're so positive. I agree. I think this was just sweet. I think it was nice. What do you think?
Okay, so if I had that kind of jewelry and it was my 40th birthday, I'd be piling it on. I would have worn everything at the same time. Of course she's going to wear the royal jewels. She's going to be a queen very soon. Not too soon. We don't want her to be queen too soon.
Yes.
We want Queen Elizabeth to live a much longer life. But she will be queen.
It's a weird system, isn't it? Somebody has to die for you to get the job. It's such a weird system. It's very cruel, isn't it? No wonder that family is so stressed. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, our nicest of the day is Pete Davidson. And we were talking about Bob Saget. And Pete is saying how Bob helped him with his mental struggles and his health issues. So he paid a tribute to the fellow comedian, who he credits for getting him through some rough mental stuff. Pete wrote, "I just wanted you guys to know that Bob Saget was one of the nicest men on the planet, just like I said." And Pete continued, "When I was younger and several times throughout our friendship, he helped me get through some rough mental stuff. He stayed on the phone with my mom for hours trying to help in any way he could, connecting us with doctors and new things we can try. He would check in on me and make sure that I was okay." And Pete ended by writing, "I love you, Bob. It was an honor to know you. Thank you for your kindness and friendship. My condolences to the family." Bob Saget was a man who was loved by so many people. We have to keep that in our hearts.
Pete has been really candid about his own struggles with mental health. I'm told that Bob did this for a lot of different people, many of which we will probably never, ever know about. But Bob was a really, really good man. When he saw people struggling, he wanted to help. And if that meant sitting on the phone with you for hours and hours, he would do it. He gave what I think might be the best gift of all, which is his time. He found time for everybody that needed help. You're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So Kate Middleton is reported to have once rolled her eyes at the mention of Meghan Markle. Ouch! So in a new article in The Times, it's a very fancy newspaper in London, they did a massive article to celebrate Kate turning 40, and they spoke to lots of friends, advisors, royal aides, even anonymous sources with connection to the Duchess. One anonymous source, who cited as a friend, told the newspaper that Kate is 150% more reserved than William. We know that. She's very, very reserved. However, the most they've ever seen her express her views on Meghan Markle was when she jokingly rolled her eyes at the mention of Suits. Suits is the legal drama that Meghan starred on. So somebody brought up Suits and Kate jokingly, we should make sure we point that out, rolled her eyes. The reason this is the naughtiest of the day is that this is going to star another round of drama between these two ladies. And honestly, all my sources tell me it's not there. They're not best friends, but they don't hate each other. They don't despise each other.
They're not going to start the drama. The press is going to start the drama. Not here at Naughty But Nice, but you know how the press likes to stir things up.
They do, they do. I think, too, I liked it when Meghan said, you can love Kate and you don't have to hate me, and you can love me and you don't have to hate Kate. We don't have to pit these two against each other. And naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. And before we go, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
My.
Take control of the messages you tell your brain. So instead of putting a filter on your Instagram photographs, start putting a filter on what you allow inside your head. Yeah, filter out the stuff that doesn't make you feel good. If you're following somebody who just brings you anger, pain, jealousy, stop following them. The nice thing about the world we live in today is we are in control over what gets into our lives. Our phones are so powerful. Stop following people that don't make you happy.
Oh, yes. I mean, I know so many people who spend so much time on Instagram, and it really can distort your view of life because most people just post the positive things. I know that's all I post. I don't post any negativity. And here's a little tip that I'm going to give all you naughties out there. Sometimes it's hard to imagine the life you want. So find a couple of magazines that you're about to toss out, cut out pictures of things that make you happy, post them on a board, or you can use your computer and pull photos off the internet and make yourself a copy of that and look at it every day. Because even though you're not telling yourself, your mind sees the pictures and it starts to take in those images. So you can actually create the life you want by looking at the things you'd love to have.
That is such good advice, Miss D. Surround yourself visually with things that bring you joy. I follow an enormous amount of doggies on my Instagram. They make me happy. I love dogs. And so I follow lots and lots of dogs and they make me smile. And then when I'm scrolling through my pictures board in the back of a taxi or on a subway, I'm scrolling through and then by the time I get off the train, Misty, I'm in a really good mood because all I see is just these fabulous puppies. Follow things that bring you joy. Hey, that's it for today. You bring me joy, all the naughties. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. Hey, I'm reading the reviews. New to the channel, 5 stars. Thank you very much. Love the show. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Also to, oh, why all ads about condoms? Oh, another one here. The commercials are all condoms. I love Rob Shooter and his guest, but I'm not sure these commercials really fit. I have nothing to do with the commercials, so I've asked for them to be slightly less commercials. Apparently, we're such a popular show, we do so well now, that they slam so many commercials on the show. So I have asked to have a few less commercials, so don't worry. In fact, before the show now, we get straight in. You don't have to listen to five or six. Oh, my goodness. I think once there were seven commercials before we start. Now the commercials are just in the break in the middle of the show. And then after the show, shh, don't tell anybody. You don't need to listen to those, do you? After we say, remember to be naughty but nice, we'll do it in a second, then you can turn us off. So all the commercials are at the end of the show. So the ones that I can't get rid of are the ones in the middle of the show. I'm sorry if they're condoms. You know how I feel talking about sex.
It's important to be safe, Mr.
It
Shooter.
It is, Miss D. It is, Miss D. Hey, that's it for today. Let me hear you singing out loud. Remember, if you're going
if
to
you're going
be naughty,
to be naughty,
you've got,
you've
to,
got
be
to be nice.
Everybody, zip it.
Bye-bye.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.